This episode is brought to you by 7 Weeks to Radical Self-Trust, my new group coaching program designed to help you to develop a consistent practice of purposeful actions rooted in your capacity for steadfast self-awareness and self-loyalty. Through the program, you'll develop self-knowledge and skills that will lead to an alignment of values with actions, clarity of direction and peace with decision-making, increased self-confidence and self-acceptance, magnetism, energized focus, and meaningful productivity. Learn more and register for the next offering of 7 Weeks to Radical Self-Trust at katielinder.work/RST. You're listening to LifeWork Q&A, episode 124. Welcome to LifeWork Q&A, where I answer a listener question each week and provide resources and guidance to help you take your life and work to the next level. I'm your host, Dr. Katie Linder. In this episode, I want to pose a very popular coaching question to you and try to answer it myself. And that question is, who do you need to be to accomplish your goals? And I love this question. I think that it's one that really helps you to have kind of a concrete connection to your vision and to this concept of future self, which I've talked about both of those things on previous episodes. So I will link to those in the show notes. But the general idea is you kind of have to know your goals first. You have to know who it is that you want to be. What are you aiming for? What is the direction you're trying to aim your life in? And then you have to think about what are the kinds of characteristics that you would need to have in order to actually accomplish those things. Now, one of the things I think is really important, though, about this question of what kind of person do you want to be or need to be is that you have to be realistic about it. And this is something that I've always found really interesting about the future self exercise and how I know when I'm doing it that it's kind of going in the direction that I want it to go, is that I'm always a little bit surprised by what my future self tells me or what I see in my future self. And I think sometimes we can be a little bit unrealistic about who it is we want to be or need to be in the future. And so you definitely want to think about your future self and your future vision while still keeping in mind that you are you and that you are going to act in certain ways. You're going to have a certain kind of personality, and those things are not necessarily going to change overnight. Now, it doesn't mean that you can't change anything about yourself, and that is definitely something that can come into effect here. But I also think that when you think about what you need to be to accomplish your goals, you want to make sure that what you need to be is realistic to you. And this is why one of my favorite lines from Gretchen Rubin about kind of adulthood and her rules of adulthood is be Gretchen, that she needs to be herself in order to kind of fully articulate her goals and how she wants to do them. And I think this is a really important component of this question, is to kind of remember and think about who you really are and what you are capable of, but also if you have any limitations along those lines as well. So to that end, this really ties in very well with radical self-trust in terms of the self-knowledge that you need to have to answer this question. And also it ties in a lot with the concept of your life's purpose and how do you settle into that? How do you start to think about who you want to be in the future and what you need to do now in order to achieve that vision for yourself? Now, I love this question also because I think it starts to help us move our thinking into action. So a couple examples of this in my own life are when I started to think about who I needed to be to accomplish my goals a couple of years ago, I realized I wanted to get a coaching certification. And so I started to move along that pathway because I felt like coaching was, and it kind of having the tools of coaching would be helpful for my future vision. Also, several years ago, I knew that I wanted to incorporate more writing into my life on a regular basis, and that led to my current job and also a pretty healthy publication pipeline that I'm currently working through. So sometimes this is really tied to your vision statements of who it is that you want to be and the kinds of jobs that you might have, education that you might pursue, professional development that you might pursue, but also potentially decisions in your personal life and all kinds of different, you know, choices, large and small, that will help you to become more aligned with who you want to be in the future. So let me give you some examples of how I might answer this question right now in terms of who I need to be to accomplish my goals. So the first thing I think that I would like to work on related to this is really proactively trying to have more brain space. And this is something that I've been thinking about for a while. I feel like I was working pretty hard in 2018 on a number of creative projects, and my brain was just kind of constantly going 100 miles an hour. There was a lot of effort being put into that creative work, and I struggled at times to kind of slow it down, to feel like I had the time and the room to do things like read fun novels or to take a break. And I've really discovered that I need to have a lot of kind of room to think about things. Like it can be overwhelming and it can be too much when I have so much on my plate that my brain has to just kind of jump from one thing to another. And so this means for me building in more boredom into my life, building in a lot more solitude time, building in time to read. And for the last several weeks, for example, I've devoted a significant portion of my weekends to reading and just taking the time to give my brain a bit of a break and enjoy that time alone and that time really focusing on someone else's creative output. So when I think about who I need to be to accomplish my goals, I need to be someone who creates brain space and who is not kind of constantly working my brain to the point of exhaustion or burnout. So that leads me to a second thing that I need to be to accomplish my goals, and that is someone who reads. I've been a lifelong reader. I really enjoy it. It is like one of my favorite things to do, and it's certainly a huge part of the reason why I became an academic. It was a big part of the reason why I chose English literature and creative writing as my undergraduate major. But I think that it's also something where when I'm feeling disconnected from that, it's a big sign to me that I may be overloaded in terms of my schedule or my plate of projects. And if I can't carve out time to do the reading, then it means that I am a little bit not balanced in terms of how I want to be living my life. So it's a nice little flag for me. And when I'm not someone who can read, it makes me feel like I need to come into better alignment with what I'm working on. Okay, and then the last one that I think I need to be, who I need to be to accomplish my goals, and this is one I return to over and over again. I bet you can already know exactly what it is I'm going to talk about. And that is I need to be someone who exercises. I have to get away from my desk. I have to focus on the physical part of taking care of myself and making sure that I am putting in the time and effort needed to increase the longevity of my brain and my body in terms of what it is going to be able to do creatively over the next several years. And this is something that I definitely continue to struggle to fit into my schedule. I like to try all different kinds of motivational tips and tricks for this, and that will continue, I am sure, over the coming months. I would imagine some of you know how difficult it can be in midwinter to try to find time to get outside and do some of these things, but I do have a treadmill, and we'll be trying to set aside all of my excuses to become the kind of person who regularly moves around and exercises. Now, that's really also about thinking about who I need to be in terms of someone who practices self-care, someone who cares and puts effort toward physical, emotional, and mental health. And in order to accomplish my goals, I know I've got to be that person as well. So this is not always an easy question to answer for yourself. And it may be that you kind of look in the mirror and realize there are some areas that really do feel misaligned, that are not areas that feel like you are currently practicing in order to accomplish your goals. But it can be helpful to kind of look that in the face and say, okay, well, now what do I do? What is my next step that can help me to turn my vision into action? And then start now. There's no better time to start than now. So thank you so much for listening to this episode. I would love to hear more about who you need to be to accomplish your goals. You can always email me at contact@katielinder.work. You can tweet to me at @katie_linder, or you can connect with me on Instagram at @katie_linder, or write me a letter addressed to Katie Linder, P.O. Box 1621 in Albany, Oregon, 97321. I hope to hear from you. Lifework Q&A is part of the Radical Self-Trust podcast channel, a collection of content dedicated to helping you seek self-knowledge, nurture your superpowers, playfully experiment, live your core values with intention, practice loving kindness toward yourself and others, and settle into your life's purpose. Learn more about the RST channel and access show notes and transcripts for each episode at katielinder.work/podcasts. If you found this episode helpful, please also consider rating and/or reviewing the show in iTunes.